Chaitanya Bhagavat, Hantikanda Part 2, Chapter 8. Oh. Bhava Roga Vaidya Simha Chalila Murari Gupte Janra Dehi Vaise Goronga Shihari. Sri Murari Gupta, the lion-like doctor who cured the disease of material life, Bhava Roga Vaidya Simha, he also came. Lord Gauranga secretly resided in his body. Gauranga Shihari. So everyone knows that he was by profession, Murari Gupta was a doctor. But he would preach to anyone he treated about Krishna consciousness. He was practicing as a doctor, a physician in Navadvip. But he told everybody to chant the holy name of the Lord and practice devotional service. So he was ideal doctor, cure them of the Bhava Roga. Because once you're cured of the disease of material existence, then there's no more suffering. Disease causes suffering and misery. And the source of that disease and that suffering and misery is the material body, which we have because we're in this Bhava Sagar, this ocean of material existence, disease. And we heard in the Bhagavatam and the Chapter 33, a tenth canto, this Ridrogam Kamam, this is a Ridrogam. Rogam means, as it says here, rogue. Bhavarog and Ridrog, disease of the heart. Disease of the heart is, of course, desire. Desire is the cause of all our suffering and the cause of material existence. Bhavasagar. Bhavarog Vaidya Singha. So Krishna consciousness is the cure to the disease of lust and desire and material existence. So every one of us should be a doctor. And the first patient we should cure is us. The first patient is us. In Rome or Greece they said, physician, heal thyself. So everyone should be a doctor like Murari Gupta and heal themselves. Because we're in that Bhava Roga, we're suffering from material existence. And when we fully take up Krishna consciousness, and then Gauranga will secretly manifest in our heart. Gauranga Shri Hari. It's very interesting. Gupte Janre. Vrindavanas Thakur, Vedavyas is having a play on words here. The word Gupta is a caste. It can mean a businessman or it can mean a Brahmin. So, not a Brahmin, but it can mean a doctor, a businessman, Gupta. So he said, he's Gupta, he's Murari Gupta. And Murari, of course, is a name for Krishna. Krishna's Murari. He killed the Mora demon, who was a particular demon protecting the kingdom of Narakasura, I think. Mora demon, he lived in a moat. There was a moat surrounding the palace, and he came out of the moat like some kind of dragon with three heads or something or whatever. And he fought very valiantly against Krishna. Then Krishna killed him. Ari Mora. Ari means the killer of the Mora demon, Murari. But Murari is a beautiful name for Krishna. Krishna Murari, Sri Krishna Murari. That bhajan is there, Bangladeshi bhajan. Sri Krishna Murari. How's it going? Mama Mana Mandire. Mama Mana Mandire, Krishna Murari. So Sri Murari Gupta. Very beautiful. What Vedavyas Vrindavan Das Thakur is showing here. He's taking the name Murari Gupta and explaining the whole internal secret reason for Krishna's appearance. The internal secret reason for Krishna's appearance, the Antar Karan, for his appearance as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, was to relish Radharani's Mahabhav, which is secret, which is Gupta. Gupta means gopi. The word gopi, the root word of the word gopi is gop, a gop. Gop means secret, hidden, concealed. So concealed, Gupta, Murari, Gupta. Concealed Murari, hidden Murari. Murari is Krishna, hidden Krishna. Antar Radha, Bahir Radha, Antar Krishna. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna internally, Krishna inside, but outside Radharani's Kanti. And internally, Krishna is relishing Radharani's bhav, and through her kanti. So Murari Gupta, he says he cured the disease of material life Garanga secretly resided in his body. So it's Murari Gupta, then Gupta. Because Gupta means secret. So Vrindavanadas Thakur, so he's Gupta, he's Murari Gupta. He was a doctor. This is his external identity. But his name indicates something. His name indicates Gupta, something about Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya is called the Channa Avatar. In the seventh canto of Bhagavatam, Prahlad Maharaj, he talks about an avatar called the Channa Avatar. Channa means hidden. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a hidden avatar, not so clearly revealed in the Shrutis or Smritis. Something in Puran you can find, but in various smaller literatures there's some references. In Mahabharata there's an indirect reference also. Suvarnahimango. It says Suvarnahimango. Comes in the end of Dwapara Yuga, Suvarnahimanga. He comes with golden limbs and a golden radiance, and that indicates that this verse from Mahabharata indicates Lord Chaitanya. So he's saying that this Gauranga Sri Hari, because Gauranga is Sri and Hari. Sri Radha is Gauranga and Hari. So when he says Gauranga Sri Hari, he says he's Gupta, because Gauranga is Gupta. What is the hidden thing about Gauranga? Gauranga is hiding that he's actually Sri Hari. Gupte yanre dehe oise Gauranga Sri Hari. He says Gauranga, then Sri, then Hari. So Sri is feminine, Lakshmi, Devi, lady, feminine. Hari is masculine, means lion, means thief, masculine. And Gauranga is masculine. But then Sri is there. So Gauranga, who is Gauranga? Gauranga is Sri Radha and Hari Krishna. So that's the secret thing. The secret thing is Gauranga is not Jagannath Mishra. Because externally, Murari Gupta is a doctor, he's a physician who cured people's physical diseases, and he preached to them, he preached philosophy and religion to them, and he cured their material attachments. They're bhava rog. Their rog means disease. There's physical disease and metaphysical disease. Physical disease of this material body, lung disease, heart disease, and brain disease, etc. But then there's metaphysical disease, identity crisis, not understanding God and what is our spiritual identity. That's metaphysical. So he was a doctor of both, physical and metaphysical. And then the secret of him, that's his external identity and his practices. But his secret, what is his Gupta? He's Hanuman, Dasyarathi Hanuman. He's a great devotee of Ram Chandra Bhagavan. So that was his secret. But Lord Chaitanya opened that secret and said, I know you are Hanuman. I am your Ram. And in Lord Chaitanya, Shataprahariya Leela and Shiva Sangam, and 21 hours of ecstatic bhav of all the Purusha bhav. He was in the Purusha bhav. And he was showing that I am Sarvavatari. I am Purnatam Bhagavan. I am Swayam Bhagavan Sri Krishna. I am Gauranga Mahaprabhu. I am not Jagannath Mishra Sutta. I am not the son of Jagannath Mishra. He is my son. He is my part and parcel. So then he showed I am Ramachandra to Murari. So this is the secret. And he was secretly residing in his body. Gauranga was secretly residing in his body. So another meaning of this secretly residing is that Gauranga is secretly residing in the body of Hanuman as what? Sitaram. Sri Hari. Sri Hari. Gauranga is secretly residing in the heart of Murari Gupta, who is internally Hanuman, as Sri Sita Devi, Hari Ramachandra. Shakti Shaktiman, Purusha and Prakriti. Bhagavan Bhagavati. So this is also there in this beautiful verse by Vrindavan Das Thakur. Bhavaroga Vaidyasingha Chalila Murari Gupte Yanre Dehi Vase Gauranga Shihari. Gupte is mentioned once, referring to line 1, Murari Gupte. And Gupte in line 2, which is only mentioned once, refers to Gauranga Shihari. So much depth is there in the mind of these acharyas when they write this Sanskrit. Chalilena Sri Gurud Pandit Harishe Nama Bale Janreja Na Langila Sarpa Vishe. Sri Garuda Pandit also happily came. By the influence of the holy names, he was not affected by the poison of a snake. Interesting. His name was Garuda Pandit. And everyone knows that Garuda's food, the food of the eagle, Garuda, they like the snakes too much. Birds seem to eat snakes, like peacocks eat cobras. And Garuda would also eat snakes. And Kaliya was very much afraid of him. So what this means is that the Kaliya represents envy. Snakes represent envy. Envy is the basis of the material world. It's explained in Bhagavad Gita, the 7th chapter, verse 25. Icha dvesha samutena dvandva mohena bharata. Dvesh, irshya, dvesh, envy. Desire and envy, these are the substratum of the material world and the human beings in this world. We are creatures and victims of our desire and our envy. And we are trying to come to the plane of desirelessness and love. Love itself, pure love, is actually desireless. It is devoid of selfish interest or selfish desires. Pure love has only the interest of the beloved in the heart. There is no separate interest. This is the meaning of pure love. You're my everything. What you want is what I want. What you need is what I need. What you feel is what I feel. What will make you happy will make me happy. This is the pure love of Radharani for Krishna and all the Parishads. And the opposite of that is envy and selfishness. So when devotees come, then the snakes they run. The materialist is a snake-like being full of envy and desire. So Garuda Pandit, he was a devotee. He's a Parishad of the Lord. He was named Garuda Pandit. There's a story about him in Adi Leela, which I can't remember. But the idea is that he also has an identity in Krishna Leela, Garuda Pandit. Does anyone recall? I don't remember. But Garuda Pandit is mentioned also. But he wasn't affected by the poison of a snake, which means that he was preaching Krishna consciousness, and the poison of material desire and the poison of envy could not touch his heart because he was a lover of Gauranga. He was existing on the plane of pure love. The associates in the Parishads of the Lord, they eternally exist on the plane of pure love, so they can never be affected by the envy of this world when they come into this world. And they can never be affected by the desire which runs this world. This world is running on desire. The material world is only running on one thing, material desire. When material desire stops, karma stops, and the material world stops. Of course, it's the desire of the Lord also, of Vishnu, to manifest this world. So Garuda Pandit was not, by the influence of the holy names, he was not affected by the poison of a snake. I think what the pastime was, he was bitten by a snake, possibly. I can't remember. Do you remember? Adi Leela. I can't remember. But we can assume, it's an assumption by my part, because I can't remember. But because we know in the village, we live in this village, there's what we call mantra doctors. And there's one person who lives here near Aring, and he's an expert in chanting mantra to save someone from snake bite. So if someone is bitten by a cobra, he will die in 5 minutes, guaranteed. And or within a half hour, depends on whether they apply a tourniquet. They apply a tourniquet between his heart and the poison bite quite soon, and the poison won't move so fast through his bloodstream, right? Doctor Saab. So if the people are smart enough, usually they're bitten in a foot or leg. If you tie in a calf very tightly and cut the blood supply, the poison is somewhat localized between there and the tourniquet, which means a rope. And then you rush into the mantra doctor, and then they chant mantra, and they go like this, and they bring the poison out of the cut. I know one Gurukul person from, I don't know, maybe he's a teacher, I forget, I can't remember his name. He was in Mayapur. He was bitten by a cobra one night coming back from a program in the Gurukul in Mayapur, those cow dung huts and all that stuff. And then he was taken to this doctor, who was in Krishnanagar, quite far away, about 40 minutes away. I think they tied his leg also, whatever. And he got there and they chanted mantra. And they were moving his hands over his legs, something like Reiki, but I think touching a leg, chanting mantra. And the snake bite was bleeding slightly because it pierced the skin. And gradually, as the doctor chanted the mantra, it started coming, the blood became darker, darker, darker. It actually became black. Became black because the venom somehow distorted the color of the blood. You know, the poison, the snake venom distorted the color of the blood, so it was actually coming very dark red, almost black. This boy told me himself. And he was like, he was okay. He wasn't unconscious. And he was watching the whole thing. And Vidya Purnamaraj was with him. They rushed him by jeep. Within a half hour, he got there. And he was there the next day to talk about it. And usually you don't talk about it. So Garuda Pandit, so he was chanting, he was cured of the snake bite by chanting the holy names of Krishna. There are many pastimes like this in Braj Mandal of Siddha Mahatmas that would be have some incurable disease, and they would take shelter of Kishoriju. And he tells of one devotee living in Barsana, and he had some disease and he was dying. And they offered to take him for some... It was recently, it was in 1800s, not very long ago. They offered to take him to some doctors in Agra or some hospital, whatever they had over there, some British hospital, whatever. He said, no, I won't leave Barsana. I won't leave my Kishoriju, my Radharani. Better I die here. So I'll take shelter of his name, or Radharani's name. So he took shelter of Radharani's name, Kishori's name. And then Radharani came with some... some gopi, coward girl, village girl, and she had some jar with some paste or whatever, herbs and whatnot mixed up in some paste. And said, Baba, my mother gave this for you because she said you're not feeling well. So you take this. So then he ate that and was like Sanjeevani Ras, Sanjeevani. Sanjeevani brings back the life to the dead man. Sanjeevani. This was often used in Ramayana. Ramayana and also Mahabharata. I don't know about Mahabharata so much. Maybe Mahabharata. But Ramayana, especially in Treta Yuga, the Sanjeevani was very much there. And it's described also in Bhagavatam. Sometimes the Shukracharya had a whole swimming pool of Sanjeevani. He had a whole swimming pool. And when the demons were fighting the demigods, I think it's in 8th canto, Bhagavatam, and purports are, it's there. That they were fighting, getting killed on the battlefield by the devas, Indra and Varuna and all the Agni and Surya, and they're fighting the demons, whoever was fighting. And then Shukracharya collected bodies and they brought them to his Sanjeevani swimming pool or whatever. Tipped the bodies and they came out with new life, Sanjeevani, complete new life. So we can assume that he was bitten by a snake and he by the influence of the holy names, which is the greatest mantra tantra, as the holy names of Krishna, he was saved by the poison of the snake. So we are also being bitten by the poison of the snake. It's called the Maya Sarp. The Maya Sarp is Sarp Vish. Sarp Vish means the poison of a snake. We're being bitten by the poison of the snake. And this is represented by the Kaliya, Kaliya demon. He represents the poison of envy. And Chaitanya Shikshamrita, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and Krishna Samhita explains that these demons that Krishna killed in the Vrindavan Leela, they represent obstacles and anarthas, the braja, pure braja bhajan, shud bhajan, in the mood of braj, which means gopi bhav, and anything similar to gopi bhav. Gopi bhav is a standard of love in braj. Gopi Bhav is the standard of Braj Bhakti. And everything is measured against that standard. And Vatsalya Rati of Yashoda, or the Sakhi Rati of Subal Shridham, is measured against that. It is reflecting a percentage of the Gopi's Bhav. But the highest standard of Braj Bhakti is the Gopi's love. And this is what Uddhava understood by coming here. So this Garuda, I mean this Kaliya came and he was affecting the Braj Bhakti because of his envy. The Nitya Parishads of Krishna, the coward boys fainted on the banks and the mothers and fathers fainted Mother Yashoda, they fainted. The gopis couldn't faint because then Krishna will faint. So, and then that'll be dangerous. If Krishna faints while he's dancing on Kaliya, then he might get bitten. So he was always dancing. As soon as Kali would raise a hood to bite him, Krishna would push the hood down with his foot with lightning speed. So fast. He had 100 hoods. There was only one Krishna, but it seemed there were 100 Krishnas. Just like Vishnu Chakravarti explains in Ras Lila, some people say that Krishna was Prakash Rupam. So Krishna expanded. There was one original Krishna in the middle of the Ras Lila with Radharani. And then with all the other Sakis expanded in the outlying circle and circles around the Rasa, around Radha and Krishna, with the Prakash Rupas, Prakash Vigrahas. Looking exactly like Krishna, everything the same, and dancing with all the Sakis, but the original form. And Vishnu says, no, it's not like this. Krishna, he says that Krishna was one form of Krishna, because he said, if we say that there is one Krishna, the Swayam Krishna with Radharani in the center of the circle, and then he expanded Prakash Vigrahas, then that introduces Aishwarya. Introduces Aishwarya into the sweetest Madhurya Leela, the Ras Leela. So how can we mix even the slightest? In other pastimes, there's some Aishwarya mixed with the Madhurya and Aishwarya in Krishna's pastimes. Krishna's coming to meet the gopis for a rasa dance here at Radhakund. Then Aristasura came, huge bull, towering like the clouds, and so much Aishwarya, and Krishna manifested his Vishnu power and threw him back and defeated him and vanquished him, and then had Ras Leela and created this Radhakund Shamakund. You know this Leela. So there's some Aishwarya mixed there. He said, how is it possible? This is Maharas. This is Maharas, Mahamadhurya Ras. How can it be any kind of Aishwarya coming here? So he says, very beautiful, and starts the Darshini Tika. Vishnu says, there was only one Krishna in the Rasa dance, and the 16,108 gopis in Maharas, Skanda Puran says 3 billion gopis. 3 billion gopis. That's a lot. 3 billion. There's one Krishna, but he was dancing so fast around each one with Radharani, then coming to Lita Vishaka and all the Sakis, that it appeared that there were thousands of Krishnas. And then he said, it's just like a firebrand. If you take an incense, you take a stick of incense and you light it. You light the incense stick, in one stick. Little red spark in the end. Turn off the lights at nighttime in your room, in your house, and it's black. And you take that one red spark and you go like this, very slow. And you see, oh, there's a red spark. Now you start going like this, a little faster. Now red spark becomes a circle of red. If you go like that, with the one instant, you see a continuous, that's called firebrand. It's a continuous circle of fire like this. And this looks, it's only one point. And this is a discussion of physics and this cyclotron, when they examine the atom and try to look at the minutest portion of matter. The atom and the neutrons and all this, they're moving so fast that is it a point? Is the smallest particle of material creation, is it a point or is it a wave? Is it a line or a point? So they say it's not a wave, it's not a point or a solid particle. Is it a solid particle? Or is it a moving wave of vibration or is it a solid particle? So then they say it's not a particle, it's not a wave, it's a wavicle. Like we have something in eating. Is it ice cream or a popsicle? It's called a popsicle. What do you call it? When they have vanilla ice cream inside and then they dip it in orange popsicle. There's a name for that. I forget. A popsicle is you have this liquid stuff that's like, you know, orange and that, and you dip it in, it's like ice, like frozen ice. Then you know cream. But there's a name for that. I forget. So it's not a popsicle and it's not an ice cream. You know what I'm saying? At any rate, so they call it a wavicle. So similarly, this envy, back to the envy, I know where we are. Oh, so Krishna's going so fast, it seems like there's only one Krishna. This is his idea. It's because it's sweet then, there's just one Krishna. So when Krishna is dancing on Kaliya, who represents envy, although he had 100 hoods, there was only one Krishna moving so fast from hood to hood. That's what I'm saying. It wasn't 100 Krishnas. It was just one Krishna. And that one Krishna was interacting with the gopis on the bank. And their Braj Bhakti was so great that they couldn't faint, because the envy of Kaliya didn't affect them. The poisonous envy of Kaliya affected those in Vatsalya Bhav and infected those in Sakhi Bhav. And the Dasya Rati devotees, they stayed in the house caring for Krishna's things. So they fainted on the banks. But the Sakhis couldn't faint. And one place it says, and then some Leelas, and it's in... And sometimes in some different kalpas, Krishna invites the gopis. Everyone else is fainted on the banks. Krishna invites the gopis, please, you come out here. They didn't faint because their love is so great, envy cannot affect them. And this is, snake represents envy, so envy, it can't be touched. So Krishna said, come, don't be afraid. I'm here. Come, let's dance on these hoods. So then Krishna called the gopis and they walked across the water because, you know, Yamuna is there. As Kalindi expands, as you know, as one of the queens, so they just walked across Kalindi, and Krishna took their hand, pulled them up on the stage of the hoods of the Kaliya, and then they danced. This is Krishna's Leela, another Kalpa. Just like sometimes he ties up, as in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, he ties up Kaliya. He doesn't vanquish him and say, go to Ramanaka Island. He said, listen, we're going to take your envy and turn into love. When we turn your envy into love, then we can use you for service. And that's what preaching is all about. Turn the jiva's envy into love and engage him in the service of Radha and Krishna. Icha dvesha smutina dvanda mohana bharata. We're born in this world due to envy. Then the pure devotee comes and kicks out the poison. He dances on our head. His words dance on our head. The pure devotee comes into our... Kali is sitting like a huge snake. And what is it? What do they say? You study yoga sutras. They say the Muladhara chakra. In the Muladhara, the root chakra, at the base of the spine is the Susumni nadi, the main nadi, Susumni nadi, main psychic nerve center. And that's where the Kundalini serpent is coiled. The Kundalini serpent, the Kundalini of the chakras of all this, you know, to carry you to Brahman. So this snake, this Kali is inside, a little Kali is inside all of us. The snake of envy, which expresses itself as a myriad of desires, unlimited desires of variegated nature, all material, all selfish, all me-based, all against God, in competition with God. So then the pure devotee comes in like Krishna and he dances on our heads. He dances on our heads, which is like the head of Kaliya. And he dances, and you know how you control snakes? With flute. When you play the flute, then the snake, the cobra, becomes controlled. They have a basket, and you open a basket, and the cobra comes out. And you can play shanai, or you can play flute. And then the cobra, na, 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 and it goes like this. So then the guru comes. He dances on the head of the disciple, on the conditioned soul, who is full of envy, like Kaliya, like a black Kaliya. His heart is black. It requires marjanam, chetodarvana marjanam. Guru dances on the head of that Kaliya, jiva soul, conditioned soul, the jiva. And he starts playing the flute. The flute of the guru is Krishnavani, Harikata. That is the flute. That is the flute sound of Krishna, the Harikata. And the Harikata goes in the ears of that snake-like conditioned soul, and he becomes peaceful. He forgets about biting, and he starts dancing. The snake naturally, bong, he bites. But now he's hypnotized by the flute or the shanai of the snake charmer. He's charmed by the vibration of the snake charmer. So the envious, Kaliya-like conditioned soul becomes charmed by the snake charmer known as Guru. And he speaks the words which are the vibration of shanai and flute. And then instead of biting that well-wisher, that guru, that preacher, then he becomes tamed, he becomes peaceful, then he starts moving, dancing. Which means he begins his life of service to Radha and Krishna. This is Garuda Pandit, Sri Garuda Pandit. So he came to Puri to be a part of the Leela. Jai Ho. Interesting. Garuda Pandit has taken us on a long tour. Back to the point. Chali Lena Gopinatha Singha Mahashaya Akura Karya Janre Gora Chandrakai. Sri Gopinath Singha also came. Lord Gaurachandra would address him as a Kura, because apparently in his Krishna Leela, Gopinath Singha is also a Kura. Must be elderly to Lord Gaurachandra. He's a 38th branch of the tree, faithful servant of Lord Chaitanya. The Lord jokingly addressed him as a Kura, because in Gauraganadesh Deepika, which I assume that's what it was, in Krishna Leela he was a Krura. It means therefore, being a Krura, he is also appearing in the capacity of an uncle of Lord Chaitanya, and also older in age. So you'd call him a Krura. But in this Leela, he was not cruel. When he appeared as a Krura, which means not cruel, he was very cruel, because he took Krishna out of Vrindavan, took Krishna away from the gopis, and that was not a good idea. The gopis didn't appreciate that. And because he had offended the Brijvasis by that, although it was all part of the will of the Lord to vanquish Kansa, and he was simply an agent of the Lord's will, on one level, the Acharyas say that a Krura committed an offense. And because of that offense of Akura, he was implicated in a conspiracy in Dwarka. And that conspiracy resulted in the murder of Krishna's father-in-law, Satyabhama's father, Satrajit, was murdered by Shatadanva in a conspiracy of Kritavarma, Shatadanva, and Akura in Dwarka Leela, in Krishna book. So then he had to, because of that, he got involved in that conspiracy, then he lost the association of the Lord. There's no greater suffering or no greater pain in this world than to be separated from the Vaishnavas. We can understand that. We don't know what it's like to be, we're not Parishas of the Lord. We don't know what the pain and suffering is to be separated from the Lord. We can see how Radharani suffered in separation from Krishna, and read about it and hear about what Uddhava witnessed when he came here and saw. But Akura, as a result of that curse, he was separated from the Lord. And that's what happens when we get cursed, when we do something where it's wrong, we get separated from the devotees, we get separated from the Lord. And if it's really something bad we did, we can even get separated from Bhakti Devi. Bhakti Devi will leave our heart, and then we'll become interested in material life. Bhakti Devi carries with her Yoga Maya. When one is under the influence of Yoga Maya, when Bhakti Devi is residing in someone's heart, then he's under the influence of Yoga Maya. Yoga Maya is known as Daivyesha. Mahatmanastu mam parta. What's the second line? Daivam Prakriti. The devotee Mahatma, the Bhakta, is under the influence of Daivi. This is Daivi Prakriti. Daivi Prakriti means the transcendental potency of the Lord, which means Yoga Maya. So when a devotee offends, makes a great offense, the mad elephant offense, or seriously offends the Lord or his devotees, then Bhakti Devi even can leave. She'll never leave, but she'll become hidden. And then the Yoga Maya will manifest as Mahamaya. Bhakti Devi carries with her the Yoga Maya, which insulates us and protects us from Maya, Mahamaya. But when we offend devotees, then Bhakti Devi, she shrinks in her, she's still there, and the seed is never lost. Bhakti is never lost. It's transcendental in the chitta of the jiva and the consciousness. But because of offense, then she doesn't give us her mercy. So she conceals, she hides herself, she becomes avritam, and she withdraws yogamaya, and then she manifests, and yogamaya manifests as mahamaya, and we become interested in material enjoyment. We become interested in maya, and we fall in maya. This is a very technical way of describing how someone goes into maya. And then again, when someone repents their offense to devotees and to Krishna and begs for forgiveness and surrenders again and begs Bhakti Devi to be merciful to him and begs Srinam Prabhu, which is the representative of Radha and Krishna in the tangible life of a sadhaka, the representative, the personal representative of Radha and Krishna in the life of a sadhaka is the Maha Mantra. When one is Siddha, then the Maha Mantra becomes the Rup, Guna, and Leela of Radha and Krishna, personally before him, in his mind and heart, in his very life as Sakshat Darshan, and as a Siddha in Prema and Bhava. So this is the situation here with Akrura, that he offended, and so then he was separated from the Lord. He had to leave Dwarka. He had to leave Dwarka Dham, the spiritual world. He was seeing Krishna every day. He was sitting next to Krishna every day in the Sudharma assembly house. Whatever, is that what it's called? Sudharma, whatever the assembly house is called in Dwarka. The royal assembly house. And he was eating with him and living with him in the palace, Akrura. And he had to go to Kashi. Kashi is the center for the Mayavadis. Kashi, Benares. He had to go far away from there. And the king of Kashi was a non-devotee. He was not favorable to Krishna. He did not like Krishna. And end up a whole thing came down and Kashi got burned up and his whole city got burned down in another pastime in Dwarka Leela. But Akrura, of course, so Akrura was separated for several months. And he had the Shamantaka jewel with him and that Shamantaka jewel was producing 170 pounds of gold every day. 180 kilos of gold every day. And he was feeding Brahmins and doing so much charity and all good things, which is what devotees do. But he was separated from the Lord. So then finally Krishna, he had suffered in separation. His term of imprisonment was over. The curse was Krishna forgave him and called him back to Dwarka. The Leela is there. So the gopis were saying, you're coming with the name Akrur, the Sanskrit word Akrur. Like, it's interesting, we have the word in English, cruel. C-R-U-E-L means unkind and selfish and violent and cruel. And the Sanskrit is krura. Krura means cruel. And you're coming with the name Akrur, but you're taking Krishna away from Vrindavan. You're taking him to Mathura. He's our friend, and we don't know if we'll see him again, or we'll play with him again, or dance with him, or speak with him, or anything. So what is this? Providence gave you the wrong name. And so he felt, so when he came into Gaur Leela is called Parishishta Leela. Gaur Leela is called Parishishta. Parishishta means addendum. Like you write a book or epilogue. Like you write a book and you finish the book and you say, actually, there's something more I have to say. I finished this book. I have to add some addendum, epilogue. I have to add something more. Epilogue. Loge means speech. Epi means additional in Greek. So epilogue. I have to add some more things. I have to add something more. Then they add another chapter, another concluding idea, epilogue. So then it's Parishishta Leela. That is Gaur Leela's Parishishta. Because some things were unfinished in Krishna Leela, like Krishna's debt. Krishna said, oh, napariyeham, oh gopis, napariyeham, aham napari, I can't repay you. Apariyeham, there is no other way, no way I can find to repay the debt that I owe you, because you've loved me so much, you're thousands and thousands of gopis loving me in thousands and thousands of ways, and expressions. I'm only one, so how can I love you equally? I'm receiving thousands and thousands of love from thousands of gopis and girlfriends, and I'm only one. I would have to be thousands of me to repay all of you. My love is divided amongst all of you. So then Krishna had a debt. So then he came as Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And how did he pay that debt? He enlisted thousands and thousands of lovers of Radharani to serve Radharani. Because he tried to serve Radharani and repay his debt. But Radharani expanded herself into thousands of gopis to serve Krishna. Millions of gopis to serve Krishna. And Krishna was one. Krishna is two, Bhagavan Swayam. So then he came as Gauranga. He said, okay, I'm going to try to repay my debt. So this is the epilogue. So now, Gopinath Akrura, he made an offense. He was cruel. So now he had to come back in a form which was not cruel. He had to come back in a form which was not did not express any cruelty to the Lord or his devotees. So he came back as Gopinath. Shri Gopinath Singha Ki Jai. So the Lord would jokingly address him as Akrura. So no one cursed Gopinath Singha. He was never separated from the Lord. He was associating with him in Navadvip Leela and also in Puri Leela. So he rectified. He made amends. He rectified the situation and became rightly situated. It's all part of the Leela. But this is Sri Gopinath Singha, who is Akrura. Now he really became a cruel, not cruel. And that's the nature of the Audarya Leela of Lord Chaitanya. There's no cruelty in this Leela. Krishna's Leela leaves some room for some cruelty. Although one of the most cruel agents was Akrura. It's interesting. One of the most the demons were not cruel. Was Bakasura cruel? Was Putana cruel? You can say, oh, Putana was very cruel. Putana was a Kachari. She's a vampiress. A vampiress. Gets little babies, bites their neck, and sucks their blood. That's called vampire. She was a mystic yogi, so she was a Kachari vampire. Some vampires, they're terrestrial and some are aerial. There's terrestrial vampires. They live in Transylvania, which is in Romania. There's a country called Romania, and there's a place called Transylvania. A lot of Vanias there. And all those people went to America and made a state called Pennsylvania. So I can only wonder what's there. Because that mania, because what's common? Mania, Romania, Transylvania. So some manias there, some madness. At any rate, so she is some, and they walk on land, those vampires. But this, maybe they fly also, usually have some cape or something. They go like this, and they come, psh, they manifest. You must have seen, you've seen the movie, you know? You saw? I saw when I was 10 years old, 55 years ago. I saw movies, and they're still popular, I suppose. Yeah? You saw? So she was like that, Putana. Putana means she's from hell. She's a hell from, Put means hell. She's, her name is Anna. Anna from hell, Anna from Put. Putana, Putana. So she flew, and then, so she was not cruel? What could be more cruel? Posing herself as a mother and coming to offer your breast milk as a datri, as a nursemaid to someone's baby, newborn baby, six-year-old baby. Oh, I want to offer my breast milk to your baby. I have so much milk. He should have my milk also. And I look like a demigoddess. And I'm so motherly. I'm so sweet and kind and tender and gentle. Oh, yes, yes, you go. Rohini, look at this beautiful celestial lady. Maybe this is Lakshmi Devi. She's come to worship my Lala. Who knows? Oh, yeah, you go. So how cruel could anyone be? Coming to poison the baby. And then Bakasura swallowing up all the coward boys. Huge snake. Boa constrictor swallowing them all up. No, python. The python. But all those vicious, ferocious, terrible demons were not as cruel as Akrura. Because none of them took Krishna out of Vrindavan. None of them made the gopis cry. The gopis didn't cry. I mean, the Yastasakis and Radharani didn't cry because of any of those demons. But they cried because of Akrura. So Putana was not as offensive as Akrura. On one level. Putana was made, given Vatsalya Bhav in Braj, as a Dhatri. And Akura is only in Dasya Rati, Sakya Rati. Dasya with Gaurava Sakya. Dasya with Gaurava Sakya. Gaurava Sakya means friendship, but respect, because he's older, he's like a father. Akura, mostly is Dasya. Dasya. And touch of Vatsalya, there's three rasas mixed there. Like a friend, but like more like a father. He's more like his Vasudeva, like his father. Akura. So now he's Gopinath Singha. He came good. It's all Leela. They're all Nitya Parishads. There's no question of good or bad or good or evil. But it's interesting to see because the Acharyas, they discuss these points. How is it that the Nitya Parishad, Vishnu brings up this point, how is it Akura becomes implicated in a murder conspiracy to kill the father of the wife of Krishna? I mean, it's like, this is pretty... You want to say something? This is pretty astounding. And then he explains that this is this offense. So we have some interesting side points here in the appearance. These various devotees are appearing in this Jagannath Puri to join the Lord in this Madhurya Leela and this Aldarya Leela, but they carry with them some history of their pastimes, of course their Leelas of Lord Gauranga and also their Leelas of Krishna. And the message we can see here is that envy, material desire, offensive mentality, and offending devotees are the antithesis or the enemies of devotion. We can't be reminded enough about envy because it's our software. Computers have built-in software. Certain things are built in. There's certain things that are built into conditioned souls. Envy is a very tricky thing. Because envy is such that even envy brings with it, envy, everyone knows the burning and the effect of envy, but when that rises up and takes command of our mentality, when the envy rises up and seizes our mentality and what negative effects that creates in our thinking, in a vibration of our heart and our outlook and even our own physical health, the deleterious effect of envy. But moreover, envy is very clever anartha, because or deep contamination, because envy brings with it this one magician. Envy brings a magician. So when envy appears, it brings a magician, which goes like this. You see this watch, not, like hypnotist, I should say hypnotist. Envy brings a hypnotist. You see? You're feeling very sleepy. And then like this. And then they put you in some trance by looking at some object or modulating their voice. They speak very softly. Then more slowly, then slowly. Then deeper and deeper. In a trance. So when envy manifests, or envy is there, we can understand how much envy is there by how much someone is hypnotized. Because someone is envious, they often say, I'm not envious. This phrase often comes from the mouth of someone who is very envious. I'm not envious. And anyone who's analytical or self-introspective of himself, he'll understand it. What a trick. This is a trick. So I don't know. I didn't know whether to call it hypnotism or magic. I think it's more like a trick. It's a hypnotism and it's a trick. So it's a jadu. 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 Jadu is a... what is a jadu? Magician, right? Magician in Hindi is called jadu. Jadu. Jaduwala. So... And this is a very interesting thing. Envy. We have other anarthas, but this is a special one. That when I'm angry, we say, I'm angry, and are you angry? Yeah, I'm angry. But envy's no. What we really, because when Krishna talks about what are the characteristics of the conditioned soul, he says desire and envy. Because that brings all the other things come automatically. Greed and anger and lust, they all come along with envy and desire. So these are the So that's why the whole idea of spiritual life or self-realization or yoga is to change the quality of desire and change the content of the mentality. Replace envy with love. Replace enjoyment with service. It's like we want to enjoy the service of other objects and people. Other objects should serve me, people should serve me, and then I derive enjoyment. So then we replace enjoyment with service and envy with love. And then when love comes, then selfishness becomes selflessness. And greed transforms into compassion. Greed means taking from others, from my position, and compassion means distributing and helping others to improve their position. Compassion means, passion means energy, movement. So calm means complete. Complete energy and movement for the benefit of another. This is compassion. Using your complete energy and movement, passion, for the happiness of another, an upliftment of another. This is compassion. You see someone who's materially compassionate, a humanitarian like Mother Teresa. She was old, but she was so energetic. And up until the very end of her life, very energetic, because she was full of material compassion. Complete passion. She was very passionate to help others. Completely passionate to help others. Love expressed towards ourself is exploitation. And love expressed towards others is compassion. Yes, Samanda Abhideya Priyojan. These three forms of analysis are the presentation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He himself taught like this. If you see Sanatana Shiksha, Rupa Shiksha, or his very clever way of speaking through the mouth of Ramananda Roy, Ramananda Samvag, Madhya Lila Chapter 8, Ramananda Samvag, complete talks, Samvad. It's called Samvad. Samvad means, Vad means talk or lecture. So Sam means complete, Samyak. So everything is complete there in Ramananda Samvad. And in all these three times where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu extensively preached directly or indirectly, he's employing principle of, he's incorporating these three aspects of philosophy, Sambandha, Abhideya, and Prayojan. And you can see, if you study Chaitanya Charitamrita and Sanatana Shiksha, or Rupa Goswami's teachings, or Rupa Goswami teachings, Sanatana Goswami, he explains the identity of the jiva, the identity of Bhagavan, then he talks about sadhana tattva, then he talks about raganuga sadhana, then he talks about the gopis and Krishna and prema tattva. All the tattvas are there. From jiva tattva to prema tattva and rasa tattva. Lord Chaitanya gave in a summary way to Rupa and Sanatana. And he embraced Rupa and Sanatana and blessed them. And you expand it all. So they expanded it with all their writings. The seeds of Sambandha Tattva, Abhideya Tattva, and the seed of Prayojana Tattva was planted in the hearts and minds of Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami. Of course, the fruit of all that, Sambandha, Abhideya, and Prayojana, the very relishable fruit, in a sutra way, was spoken by Ramananda Roy in Madhya Lila. He gives sutras. It's a sutra. He only speaks. Lord Chaitanya, in one section, asks questions. He gives answers. And then Lord Chaitanya says, can you tell me something about this, about philosophy, about Bhagavad Tattva? Oh, yes. And then he says, Bhagavad Gita. And he says, oh, and then he talks about Karma Yoga and Karma Sannyas and Nishkam Karam. Then he talks about Dasya Bhakti. And Lord Chaitanya says, He says, Age karo, go more, go further, go further, age karo. Speak more. Oh, well, actually, the conclusion of Krishna's teachings in Bhagavad Gita is sarva dharman pritya. And Lord Chaitanya said, no, that's external. That's bahir. That's bahir vichar. That's external. What is this surrender? There's more than that. Surrender, that's, what is this surrender? Surrender is that you get moksha, you get surrender. Well, where is Braj Bhakti? Where is Dasya Bhakti? Oh, yeah. Then he goes on to Dasya Bhakti and like this, and finally Radharani. And finally he gets to Prem Vivart. This is in Mahabhav. the Mahabhava Radharani, the Divyon Mad, Mahabhava Radharani. Then this phenomenon of Prem Vivart, where Radharani is so much unmad, mad in this love for Krishna. She's running to meet Krishna in the forest, and she sees a tamal tree. Ah, Krishna, and she starts speaking and embracing it. Vivart, transformation, total transformation due to love, seeing things that aren't there. And so then Lord Chaitanya says, okay, that's enough. And Lord Chaitanya put his hand on the mouth of Ramananda Roy and said, choop, 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 enough. Because now I can't bear it. I can't bear it. I can hear about Radharani's Mahabhava, and I try to learn about it and understand it. But that's later. This is only Madhya Leela, and I'm just meeting Ramananda Roy. And you can't do this to me now. You can't tell me, you can't speak more about it. Because if you speak about Prem Vivart, I will enter that state of Prem Vivart. And I will become unconscious. And how will the Leela go on to Madhya Leela chapter 9 and 10 and 11 and Antya Leela and Gambhira Leela? And so many more teachings I have to receive from Sri Damodara Goswami and from you also later in Gambhira Leela. And from Gadadhara Pandit and Tota Gopinath. Many more things I have to learn about Radharani's prema and her Mahabhava. So you let the cat out of the bag. You let the cat out of the bag, now put the cat back in the bag. Prem Vivart. This is too much high. And some people say, Lord Chaitanya told him to stop speaking on this because it's too high topic and no one should hear these things. No, these topics are also discussed in other writings by Lord Chaitanya's followers, Prem Vivart, by Rupa Goswami, etc. But Lord Chaitanya, who is in Radha Bhav, he could not bear to enter that height at that time. Then he was so composed. But then later in Gambhira Leela, when these type of moods and feelings are coming in his heart by hearing Chandidas and hearing Vidyapati and the Purva Rag of Radharani and the Viraha Rag of Radharani, and then hearing all the different Brahma Geet, all these things he was hearing in the Gambhira Leela. Then Lord Chaitanya was grinding his face on the walls and climbing it was unbelievable transformations. Kurma Chaitanya turned into a turtle. Kurma Chaitanya. Unbelievable. This is Mahabhava Prakash. Jagannath. Kurma Chaitanya. Jagannath. That's the ultimate limit. Prema Simha. Mahabhava Prema. Sima means limit. Prema Simha. Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat Ki Jai. Jai Jai Sri Radhe.